This is The Next 4 Years with Connor Payton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of The Next 4 Years podcast. My name is Connor Payton, and I'll be your host. This show normally features in-depth interviews and conversations with friends, coworkers, and other young adults regarding life post-college. This episode is going to be a little different, though. Why is this one special? Well, I don't have a guest this week. I'm going to be taking this one solo, and I'm going to try to do this every few weeks to kind of recap what I've talked about with previous guests in the other episodes. I don't always get a chance to share my own thoughts because the episodes are quite long, and the guests that I choose for this podcast obviously have a lot to say and are very passionate people. If I was sharing my opinion the whole time, they might stretch out to be 3 hours, and I definitely want to respect your time. And so I don't always get a chance to talk myself. So in these episodes, I'm going to try to share my own opinion on things that we've covered. I'm going to probably select one topic to really hit hard, and we'll go from there. I've also realized that while I ask my guests where they can be reached for further questions, I haven't given out my own information. If you have any questions for me or guests you want me to interview, topics you want me to cover, I would love to get all of that input from you guys and get as much feedback as I possibly can. So you can reach me on Twitter at ConnorPaden22, that's ConnorPaden22, or shoot me an email at ConnorPaden@gmail.com. Both of those are great options, and I would love to hear from you. I've gotten a lot of text messages or support from other people just about how much they're liking the show so far. In fact, the last episode with Claire Adams is the most downloaded episode we've had so far. So I'm really pleased about that. This podcast is definitely expanding, and I'm happy that you guys are learning a lot. It's clear that this stuff means a lot to my audience, and it certainly means a lot to me. So that's very rewarding, and I love doing this, and I can't wait to continue to do so. So far in this podcast, we've certainly hit an assortment of different topics, such as finding happiness, moving to a new city, dating, budgeting, hobbies. I even have that crayon question in there. I really like that one, so I'm going to keep doing that. But today, I want to give my thoughts on starting your professional career. I've worked for two different companies in the almost 2 years since I graduated college. And both jobs, it was a lot like being the new kid at school when I first joined. You're kind of plugged into this already rolling machine in the company. And everyone, at least in my case, was pretty excited to have somebody new. I was also, at both jobs, the youngest person there, which is understandable because I was just, I just had graduated from college, but I was the youngest person in the company in both jobs. And what this meant was I was also the lowest person on the totem pole, which is not the greatest feeling when you first start, but I've always been told when I was growing up by my parents that you had to pay your dues when you graduated college. Nobody was ever going to give you a promotion just by showing up. Nobody was going to give you a great job just because you had this wonderful degree. You have to earn your way through this. And so I've been inspired by that. And so after a year and a half at my first job, I definitely realized that this was not where I wanted to be in my career. And so I started looking around, and I ended up finding a new job at iHeartMedia, where I work now, and I absolutely love it. It's a really fun office. I am not on the bottom of the totem pole anymore. I'm not exactly high up in the company either, but I have a little more say around there, and I have other young people who work with me, which is great to make friends that way. So it's just some food for thought that you don't have to stay with the same company your whole career. Your first job is not going to be your final job. That's definitely something important to realize, that a lot of people get worried about. They feel they get stuck. Well, you're always going to have opportunities to move on in your career. That's not something you should really worry about. My second point along these lines is don't worry if your first job is not a passion or field of interest, something you studied in college maybe. that's not something that is super important when you're first starting out. You can kind of look at your first job almost like an internship, and maybe it will be an internship. But this is all about resume building in your early 20s so that you can get a better job and have a strong career later in life. You really do have to pay your dues. And so it's not essential that your first job is in the career path you want to be in for the rest of your life. You can work your way over to that. Just realize that it's about building yourself up and making you look as good as you possibly can to future employers at this point. So what do you do if you're not in a career path that you really are passionate about? Well, in my first episode, my guest Jeffrey Chapman quoted Tim Ferriss, a lifestyle entrepreneur. They call him the human guinea pig. I highly recommend you check him out. I'm a big fan of his. But he said something along the lines of, finding your passion is bullshit. And what Tim and Jeffrey mean in saying this is, if you find your passion, absolutely go after it. If you definitely know what it is, that's great. And try to succeed in doing that and make a career for yourself living that passion. But if you don't know what you're passionate about, don't worry about going out to find it. Live your life in the moment and don't worry about the future so much. If you live your life in the moment, that's when things are going to stumble upon you and you're really going to realize what you love in life. I like to make the analogy of that's how a lot of relationships work, right? When you hear about those stories all the time and you see it in movies, when people have finally given up on love and they don't have any interest in dating, well, that's when they meet the love of their life. And you can kind of look at finding your passion along these same lines. Live in the moment, don't always be looking to the future, and continue to work on yourself. And as long as you're improving yourself, your passion will come to you. Now, that isn't to say to wait around and watch your whole life go by. Claire Adams in the last episode gave us the quote of, if you can see yourself doing something else, do it. So that's a great message to take with us, that if we're in a day-to-day career that we're not excited for, we really wish we were doing something else, you can visualize yourself succeeding at this other thing, well, take the necessary steps to make a career in it. You can draw those out for yourself, maybe talk it through with a parent or a close friend, and discuss what you need to do to get yourself into this career that you can see yourself being in. That will definitely be something you're more passionate about and will not only improve your career, but improve other aspects of your life. I can promise you that because I've experienced it firsthand. I have a quick story about what to do if you're not in a ideal career. I have a coworker who was recently put in a pretty good position at iHeartMedia, at my company. And she came from a very good college. She was smart. She was a hard worker. She was pretty good at her job. And after about a month in the position, she kind of had a panic attack and quit right on the spot. And we were all a little bit shocked because she was so good at this. Management was able to talk her into making it a 3-week notice, but now my coworker has this position on her resume that she was in for only a month, and that's really going to turn off future employers. I've had past guests on the podcast who have had jobs for a very short amount of time, and that works out, but I want to emphasize that it is important to stick out positions, even if you know they're not right. You have to realize that 6 months, in retrospect, is not a long time. In the long run of your career, you're going to have time to work your way over to other jobs. So I guess my biggest point here is to be patient. You'll be able to work your way out of this. Kind of my magic number to stick it out and try anything. You can bear anything for about 6 months. And so that's what I recommend. Now, what do you do in your free time to work towards bettering your career? Well, I think it's important to actively work in your free time on what you love. So for example, in my free time, I work on this podcast a lot, and I absolutely love to do this. So what I would recommend is think about what could you do to better your career, and in your free time, spend time doing that. This isn't college anymore, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and you can't waste a whole lot of time. especially if you're not married yet, if you're single, if you don't have children, whatever it is, you have a lot more free time on your hands, and now is the time to do what you love and spend your free time outside of work trying to better yourself. My final tip to being in your ideal career is to use connections and resources. That's actually how I got my current position. I had connections from when I was an intern at iHeartMedia back in college. And when I first graduated from college, I wanted to work for them full time, but they didn't have any positions for me. So I took a different position and I was there for 18 months and I definitely wanted to get back into the radio business, and I used resources that I made while at the company and even some personal resources, and I was able to get in the door, get an interview, and now I have the job. And so if you know where you want to go and what you are passionate about, what career you want to be in, use what connections and resources you have in both your personal and professional life to get to where you need to be. So let's say you are now on a career path that you are passionate about. How do you go about working your way up from entry-level positions? Well, my number one tip is to be patient. I've said it over and over again on this podcast and in previous episodes that you need to pay your dues. 6 months is not a long time to get promoted. A year is not a long time to get promoted. These things take time, and you need to build up your credibility within the company. As long as you are working hard, showing up every day, and show management what you can bring to the table, they will notice how valuable you are to the company, and over time, you will get those promotions and work your way up. I recommend going above and beyond what your job asks you to do. Ask yourself to get involved in for more responsibility from management. I know that bosses really respect that in their workers, and that's the exact type of employee that they want to promote. Those employees that are asking for more responsibility and clearly want to work their way up in the company. That's very important. So ask to get more involved and you'll find your way up to a better position that you want. And finally, my last bit of advice is to believe in yourself. You have the skills to start your career. You have the skills to find your passion and to work your way over to an ideal job path. You have the skills to work your way up in a company. And so just believe in yourself and you'll be able to get there. I've definitely had moments where I doubt myself, and that's when I get into these ruts where I'm just not a person that I enjoy being around. And so it's so important to believe in yourself and in your early career, and you'll be able to make it to where you are meant to be. Now, if you like this episode, please do me a favor and go rate the show on iTunes and leave a review. That'll really help get the show out to other listeners, and we'll be able to spread the content, and I'll be able to continue to do this. I would really appreciate it. And if you have any other questions for me or other topics you want me to hit, maybe guests you think would be good on the podcast, please let me know. You can reach me on Twitter at ConnorPayton22 or at my email at ConnorPayton@gmail.com. Again, I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of The Next 4 Years. We'll see you next week.